You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are discussing how to deal with difficult people with Zora L. Kolke, marriage and family therapist who is a special kind of counselor and really enjoys working with difficult people and challenging problems. This may be because she at times has been considered a difficult person herself. She is located in San Francisco, California. Good morning, Zora, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Good morning, Eric. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome, and likewise, we're very pleased to have you as well. What makes some people difficult?
Well, one thing we need to remember is that we are all difficult at some time, and difficult people don't see themselves as difficult. They often see us that way. So some of their characteristics are black and white judgments. There are absolutely no grays. They are critical, can be belligerent, indignant, entitled, angry, rude, and very negative. This is all to cover up, usually to cover up pain that they're feeling. And while behavior is difficult, it's really not the person. That's important to remember. That it's the behavior, it's not the person.
What are some of the problems that arise in dealing with difficult people?
Well, we aren't responding to them in the way that they want us to. They want attention, and they don't care what kind, as long as it's attention, and they're not even aware that that's what's going on with them. They also know how to push our buttons, and we let them do that. They're very good at finding our triggers. And we react instead of responding. It's very important to take some deep breaths before responding to somebody who's difficult. And then there are differences in personalities and the way that we all do things. We do things differently. And difficult people expect everybody to do things just the way they do. Otherwise, we're wrong. So that is a challenge to work with.
Well, what are some of the things that you can do in this situation? I mean, sometimes it catches you off guard and you don't even know how to react, but what are some of the things that we could do?
Well, it is really, really important to be self-aware so that you don't react to the buttons that they're pushing. And the triggers could be words, they could be actions, or they could just be silence. That they have a way of getting to us, and we let them. And it's very important to move from this reacting to observing, to never point out to the person that she or he is being difficult. Because they're not going to believe you anyway. As I said before, they're going to see us as difficult. And it's important to accept them where they are and who they are, or we'll end up in a power struggle with them, which nobody ever wins. Power struggles are disastrous in a relationship.
We are joined by marriage and family therapist out of San Francisco, California, Zora L. Kolke, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Zora, what if what you're doing doesn't work?
Well, it's important to remember and recognize that you can't change anyone else. You can only change yourself. In fact, the only way to change anybody else is to change your reactions to them. Then they have to figure out how they're going to deal with you. And you can decide whether or not you want this person in your life. If the answer is yes, then you have to deal with the triggers so that you do not react to them. And it's important to remember who you're dealing with. You don't tell secrets to a gossip. So, and keep your self-control, as I said. Don't react to their triggers. And finally, you can always walk out. You can just say, you know, this isn't worthwhile. I don't want this in my life. And that's one way of taking care of yourself.
And speaking of taking care of ourselves, how do we do that when dealing with these types of people that we've been discussing? Basically, to put it bluntly, difficult people.
Well, one of the things, the top of my list is don't take what they're saying personally. They probably treat everyone like that. You're not so special in their view. And get your needs met from others. Don't depend on them to meet your needs because they're too anxious getting their needs met. And breathe slowly and deeply before you respond to anything that they say. That's a very good way of responding and not reacting. And then finally, you can question what you're getting out of this relationship and make your choices accordingly. You can either choose to change, to accept, or to reject completely what they're saying and what they're doing. You don't need to put up with that if you don't want to.
That is so true. In conclusion, what tip can you leave with our listeners in form of a parting tip, if you will?
Okay. Well, I have several tips. I hope that's okay.
Bring it on.
Listen from the heart and speak from the brain. And remember, everyone is really doing the best they can. These people are not evil. They just don't know any better. And all of us are entitled to our feelings. And it's very important to be aware of our feelings. They're not good or bad. They just are. And finally, talk to someone who can help you get perspective. Someone who is more objective than a friend would be. A friend would commiserate with you. And I deal with difficult people, and my website is therapywithzora.com. Therapy with Zora is all one word. And finally, as Dr. Dennis O'Grady says, life is a two-sided coin, difficult and delicious, unquote. I would add that hopefully it's more delicious than difficult, and this often depends on what we choose. So those are my tips, and I hope you find them very helpful.
Well, we certainly do. Thank you. We've been listening to Zora L. Kolke, marriage and family therapist located in San Francisco, California. And the website, once again, is therapywithzora.com. Zora, thank you so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
You are very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Make sure you like us on Facebook to receive exclusive content not found anywhere else. Just simply type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network and you will find it with ease. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.